Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. I have a really special guest here for you guys, somebody that I've been wanting to interview for a long time, and I'm really excited to have her with us today to share a little bit about what she does, and which you guys probably already know who she is. So if you want to go ahead and just say hi and introduce yourself and all that.
Great. Well, my name's Heidi Nash, and I'm the creator of Debt Free Charts. If you've seen those floating around Instagram, that's me.
Yeah. I think everybody knows your work at least. Yeah. I think
people
you're
starting to.
I
still get people. I still see comments like, where on earth did you find those charts?
So yes.
I don't think everybody's seen them yet.
I don't know. I think you're selling yourself short. So I want to know a little bit more about the charts. I just think that they're one of those simple genius things. And I think usually the most genius things are the simple things. So I just want to know a little bit more about what made you start your site and your charts and all of that.
Well, we found ourselves in an unexpected $38,000 worth of debt after my husband lost his job. Totally surprised.
Yeah.
About 2007, and we had zero backup, no emergency fund of any kind. So we lived off of a line of credit for about 6 months until he got a good job again. And so we started digging out of that hole, and I wanted something to hang on the fridge. Yes. And a thermometer was just boring.
Yeah.
Kind of sort of worked. In fact, my very first one is just a big block that I started filling in. I thought, I got to do something better than that. So I thought, well, I'll put some big words on it. And that really gave it a pow. I don't know what it was about the words being on it and big with the black outline. It was so bold that it really made a big difference. I made that first chart. I think it's about 2009. I have it somewhere in the garage. I haven't found it.
Awesome.
I've got to find that first chart because I've got dates on it and everything. So I can find out exactly when that was when I go back. But it's been so long now, you know.
Yeah. That's awesome. And that's one of those things, like, that's what people always ask me, like, well, what was your original budget for such and such? And I'm like, well, I don't know, because when I first started, I was just trying to survive. I didn't know that I was going to be sharing this with thousands of people. So, it's kind of the same situation that you just kind of do it when you first start. And just kind of make it up as you go along.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah. So for those people who don't know, if there is anyone who doesn't know about the charts, so I know you have a little like explanation on your website, but if you want to explain a little bit more about how you actually use them and all that.
Okay, sure. They're just really super simple. Like, the whole point of the chart is just to track your balance. Mm-hmm. It's divided with 50 little lines. So you just take your debt or your savings goal. If you're saving up, you just divide it by 50 and just fill those little numbers in up the side. And as your balance, either your debt goes down or your savings goes up, you just color it in up to your new balance.
Yeah.
It's really simple. Just like a thermometer chart, So
I love it. So I have to ask you just curiosity. I wonder if anybody else has wondered to ask you this, or if you've been asked this before. So I have to know, what are your personal preferences? So what are your feelings about coloring top to bottom or bottom to top? Do you have a personal preference?
When I first did mine, I colored bottom to top because I was thinking like a thermometer, like the fill up.
Like fill it up.
Fill it up.
Yeah.
But truthfully, it doesn't matter. You can do it either way.
I know it's totally a personal preference. And my sister and I were having this debate. So my sister is, she got one of your car loan charts. Mm-hmm. And so she's paying off a debt. And then we have one for our savings for our camper, which is our next goal. And so we're saving and she's paying off. And we're both doing from bottom to top. And so we kind of had this debate, and she and I told her I was going to interview you. And she said, okay, you've got to ask her. We're all dying to know. These are the hard-hitting questions.
No, I totally get that for some people, when they're paying off a debt, it makes more sense for their head to go from the top to the bottom.
So I've kind of always thought like a debt is a top to bottom, a savings is a bottom to top. But I've seen people do it both ways. And I just think that that's really cool how different people have adapted it. So what do you think about patterns, solids, randoms, like as far as coloring? Like what do you think?
Okay, visually, I like it when they're colored in a solid color.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a big pow. And I love that, especially if you're going to hang it up on your wall later.
Mm-hmm.
But for practical reasons, I did mine with a different color for each month.
That's cool.
I like to see at a glance how the month was going.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course I like them to be pretty. I mean, especially if you're going to want to frame them or the binder to hold, mine are not pretty. You know, I did mine before I had any inkling trying to make it look nice. Some of the ones I see today that are just,
they're awesome.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Makes me want to go make charts just to fill them in.
Right. Years ago. Just for the fun of it. Yeah. So we've done ours solid. And of course I had to do mine color branded because I have to put it on my Instagram and all that stuff. So we've done ours solid. And then you've seen how my daughter did hers for her camera savings. So she's a rainbow freak. And for those of you listening, like we got a custom chart and Heidi was so sweet and she made it in it was like a couple of hours. I can't even remember. We made it so fast for her. So we had to get a custom chart because she was saving to buy a camera, a video camera, because she's a 7-year-old YouTube star now because she has this camera and she's made 2 videos and she's a star. And so she had to save $100. And, you know, to a 7-year-old, that is an astronomical amount of money. And I was like, she's got to get one of these charts. And she's a rainbow freak about everything. Her logo for her YouTube is even a rainbow. and so she did a rainbow pattern and she like marked, you know, so she wouldn't get off track. And it turned out really super cute.
It's really cute.
Yeah. And she still has it and she still has it on her little envelope. And that thing is like her most prized possession.
Awesome.
But I just love it. And I love like seeing her get excited about it was really fun. And I just, you know, I'm all about like making this journey your own, making it fun, you know, having something visual and having it on your wall or on your fridge or somewhere, I think makes it so much more fun.
It does.
So I know that it's inspired us with saving and I wish that I would have known about them when I was paying off debt. But like I said, like so much of this, I didn't know, you know, when I was paying off my debt. But now we get to use them for savings, which is fun too.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yes, it is so fun to use them for savings for sure.
Oh yeah. It's even more fun. I
think. Well, you get to keep the money.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. So what is it like to be such a part of so many people's journey, at least your work being a part of so many people's journey? And I kind of feel like, I kind of feel like you're like a fairy godmother to like the debt-free community because you're like the silent, you know, behind the scenes like helper, and you just like have motivated so many people. So what does that feel like personally?
Okay, I've never been called a fairy godmother. That's hilarious. I love that. You know, it's really been amazing. I mean, I've been blown away by how many people have latched onto it and how many people this has helped.
Yeah.
I mean, I put the first one out there on a forum in their little files section.
Yeah.
Not knowing if it would be useful to anybody but me. You know, 'cause I know that I'm visual, but I'm like ultra visual. So I didn't ask, is this going to help anybody? I just put it up there. And I still can't believe how much impact they've had.
I mean, I've seen so many people like, you know, they'll take them to do like their debt-free scream on like Dave Ramsey's show and like get them, and, like I've seen him autograph them and I'm like, that has to be an amazing feeling.
That was phenomenal. I was in shock. I had to, you know, take screenshots and everything.
It's just,
wow.
Yeah. I think that's just so awesome. And that's really inspiring just to like, you know, to know that you're just somebody sharing your journey and sharing what helped with you and, you know, that it's helped so many other people. So it always goes to show that I think it's so good to share, especially, you know, in this social media world that we live in, because you never know who it's going to help, you know.
Absolutely.
How many, it can help thousands and millions of people, you know. I think that's just so awesome.
It really can. And anybody, I mean, you got anybody listening, your journey is going to help people if you're willing to share your journey. I think it's so fantastic that so many people are sharing their journeys now.
Yeah.
And that just wasn't around before when we were doing this.
Yeah.
There was not the debt-free community on Instagram.
Yeah.
None of this stuff, it wasn't around. So I'm just blown away by it.
Even when we started like 5 years ago, which, you know, obviously isn't as long ago, but still I didn't know. I don't even know if anybody was sharing back then. I didn't keep up with people on Instagram. We just kind of did it. We read some books, we listened to some shows. That was about it. So we didn't have like a Facebook group or anything like that. And that's why I always encourage all my ladies in my Facebook group, you know, share. Like, this is a safe environment because you just don't, my journey isn't the same as everyone else's. So you might have something in common with somebody else that I can't give them. So it's so important to share. So I want to ask you, I want to ask you some of your favorite savings tips, and especially, you know, with the holiday season approaching, and I'm going to link in the show notes to your holiday charts. You have a holiday chart and a Christmas specific chart with a Christmas tree. It's super cute. So if anybody's, you know, kind of doing some last minute savings, if they're kind of just starting this journey and they're, which we started our journey in October, which was terrifying when you were like, oh gosh, I kind of forgot Christmas is right around the corner. We had two kids at the time. We're like, what do we do? We just kind of started this and, you know, so what can some people do if they're just kind of wanting to start with their savings?
Well, the first thing I would say is, make a decision now that no matter what, Christmas is not going on a credit card.
Yeah.
You know, if you make that hard line in the sand and don't violate it, you know, keep that promise to yourself, you'll find another way to do Christmas. But there's still time to save something up, you know,
even definitely.
If you started saving anything, start saving now, get yourself an envelope, mark a Christmas and put into it whatever you can squeeze out of your budget for now. Even $20 a paycheck is better than nothing.
Exactly.
And then I'd be willing to get creative with your gifts. You know what? We, that year that we had zero money, it was all, you know, all debt. And that year I got creative. And you can bake a lot of cookies for $20.
Exactly.
And pack them in Ziploc bags and fill up a dollar shoebox from the dollar store. You know, those plastic shoeboxes.
Yes.
Put a couple dozen cookies in a shoebox and people are happy. My brother, my father, and my nephews all get a box of cookies every Christmas.
They'd probably rather have cookies
anyway. They could not be happier. I mean, seriously.
Yes.
You know, even now that we could afford gifts, I still just give them cookies because that's what they want. It's become a tradition. It's hilarious to see them. They're so excited to get their box of cookies. And there's cookies in the kitchen, you know, for dessert after gifts, but they're still opening their boxes and pulling cookies out to eat while we're opening gifts because they cannot wait to get their cookies. It's such a tradition. You know, gifts do not have to be expensive to be appreciated.
Exactly. And that's how I think about our first budgeting Christmas. Like I said, we started in October and that was terrifying. And we had two kids and I don't remember how, I think we did like maybe $400 or $500, but that was with, I think there's like 30, 35 people usually on our shopping list, which doesn't break down very well, especially when you've got kids in there, because of course most of that's going to go to them anyway. And so we got super creative. So we were, you know, thrifting to find things. We were doing like Facebook Marketplace. I was stalking things on Facebook, garage sales, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we even did like, I think $5 for like a sibling or a close friend or somebody that, you know, was close enough, we'd put on our list and we did like a $5 limit. And so we did a lot of like Dollar Tree stuff. I know like for like some of my best friends, I bought them like all $5 scarves and I got a bunch of boxes and I put like a bunch of pretty tissue paper and I just made it look real fancy. I wrapped it real pretty and I made it look like it came from a department store and it's like a $5 scarf. But that's the best they could do. And so I still do that. I still get really into the wrapping and I make it look, you know, fancy and I feel like that adds a little something and just kind of like get creative. Like you said, it's the thought Really, it really is. Like, I know it's really cliche to say it.
I know, but it's true.
But it is. And it's not, you know, they're going to, most of the time they're going to forget in like a month or two what you got them anyway. So
not cookies, they'll remember.
Exactly. Like, you bought them something really silly and expensive and you went into debt for it. Do they even really remember what it was? Like, is it worth it? I just don't think it really is. So let's see. I really want people to be prepared for next Christmas even better.
Yes.
You know, even better. So what are some of your suggestions for, you know, more of saving throughout the year? So with Christmas of 19 in the thought that, you know, this next year they're going to do better. We're going to start from January. We're going to save the whole time. So what are some of your words of advice on that kind of mindset?
Well, one of the best things that we've ever done is to start our sinking funds, but put them in a different bank.
Yes.
You know, we have, we keep our sinking funds in a Capital One 360 account. I've heard good things about Ally Bank as well. Mm-hmm. And it's so good to have it in a separate bank because you don't get tempted to just kind of dip into it a little bit because it takes 3 days to transfer the money.
Right.
So it really makes you stop and think. And so if with each paycheck, you have an automatic transfer set up to take $20 or $30 or whatever it is you want to put in your Christmas fund and any other fund, really, it takes the thought out of it. And then you look at your Christmas and go, oh, look at, there's $600 in there. Sweet. Yeah. You know, yeah. because it's just out of sight and it really, really, really helps.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I've even considered, like, we've always just kind of thrown our money in savings, and I've even considered, you know, grabbing, like, doing a debit card account for more of my sinking fund so I can, you know, like, only shop with that account, because we're just like, we're so terrible with cash. And if we have cash, we will just like blow right through it. So I've never actually done that, but we always have kind of kept that money separate in savings, and that's been, you know, so helpful. So just kind of, you know, picking how much you want your amount to be and then dividing it up over the pay periods or over the months or however you want to do it. And I even have a holiday budget planner, which I can link in the show notes as well, that we talk a lot about, you know, how to save it and all of that kind of stuff. And a whole bunch of, I have so many Christmas blogs about saving and like getting creative with your presents and all that kind of stuff, because it can be such an expensive time of year for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And
well, especially if you start to panic.
Yes.
And that's when you can go a little bit or a lot overboard, because you feel like you're running out of time. So start now.
Yeah. Yeah.
6 weeks ahead of Christmas, start.
Exactly. Like, at least start planning and at least start, you know, writing down who you want to give a gift to, what your budget for that person is going to be. You know, how much money can you afford to set back between now and then? I think that's really important too. And to realize that, to not put the day before Christmas as your last day to say, like, you are going to want to start shopping before then. So I usually make my cutoff like Thanksgiving, because I know I'm going to get excited. I'm going to start shopping usually like Black Friday after that. So, so don't like make, you know, I mean, I guess you could, if you really have to stretch your budget, but just thinking forward to next year, you might want to only make it 11 months, I think, worth of saving.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Rather than 12.
Yeah.
That way you have the money set aside, come Thanksgiving, you're ready.
Exactly. Exactly. You can be scoping out those deals and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So do you have any kind of creative ideas of what people can do, like, if their budget is just really, you know, other than, like you said, the cookies and things like that. What about like earning any extra money or anything like that, especially with Christmas in mind? Do you have any like ideas or anything you guys did creatively to kind of bring in some extra income?
Well, one of the things that we did to just define, now this isn't something that's going to probably give most of us a lot of money, but if you look at your state website, mm-hmm. oftentimes there's money owed you that's sitting in a state fund waiting.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know. I've looked up my whole family. You know, it was gone from like 8 cents, you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're owed like a security deposit back and you moved. And so you never got the deposit. So they legally can't keep it. They put it in a fund and it's sitting in the state treasury department.
That is true.
You know, that's working. But a lot of the other stuff we did was just, I know it's said over and over again and it's not that exciting, but we just sold stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you dig through and you look, I'm not using that. I'm not using this. Especially if they're nicer things, you know, when it's stuff for $5 or $6, I didn't worry about it, but you know, the stuff over $20, it's worth taking some time to try to sell it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, we even did a garage sale, 1 year. I'm not sure if it was right before Christmas, but it was, I was one of those crazy coupon ladies when we were in deep in debt, you know, I was the coupon queen for a while.
Yeah.
And I intentionally was getting, those items that you can end up getting for almost nothing. And if you run the coupons the right way, you can get multiples of the same thing for almost nothing. And so I was literally buying toothpaste and hair color and all this stuff that in colors I'd never used this hair.
Yes.
And so much basic like toiletries kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this yard sale, garage sale, and sold almost $1,000 worth of this stuff that I got for literally like zero or like 10 cents or 12 cents. And I'm selling them for $5 a piece.
Yeah.
So that was a great way, but
that's crazy.
But that's something you have to start and, you know, it's
build,
not like at the drop of a hat, just decide to have a yard sale and take some work and some effort. But, what else did we do? You know what? I really, that first year we were so tight. I don't even think I really tried to save up for Christmas that year.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just went full on budget mode.
Yeah.
I didn't scramble around trying to, you know, get extra hours here or sell this or babysit or do those things, which are all good things.
Right.
But I don't think my head was in the game that, I mean, I was just like, we just don't have money.
And yeah.
I'm just going to, what can I make? You know, I have flour. I just go buy some flour chips and I'm just going to make cookies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, I think we just really went budget mode rather than trying to find more to earn.
Exactly.
Which would have been great, but I don't think I was in the game that way. I was just so overwhelmed with it all.
I think I did a lot of that too. I know we had several Christmases where we were really tight, especially with our kids and all of that right in the middle of it. But I did a lot of like raiding my craft stash and I would like, I sewed a bunch of, I have a sewing machine and I had so much fabric. So I would just kind of raid it. You know, what can I do with what I already have? We had like scrap lumber in our workshop. So we made a lot of just like signs and like different, you know, things that we could make. I mean, neither one of us are really woodworkers, but we had a bunch of, you know, scrap lumber and stuff. So we made a bunch of stuff like that. And we just kind of like, all right, what do we have laying around that we can use? And like we did cookies and different things like that. And so, yeah, I think, you know, just get really super creative and, you know, what do you have? What skills do you have? What items do you have? What can you use? Because I guarantee you that in January, you're going to be more worried about how much money you spent than, you know, how fancy was your presents and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I just think it's really, you know, we get wrapped up in the season and we just kind of don't think straight and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
And I think sometimes too, we just get, frustrated at trying.
Yeah.
So forget it. I'm just gonna take the credit card and not worry about it. And then come January, like, oh my goodness, there's another, you know, 12.
It's even worse.
Card. And it's just, like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's okay to feel frustrated. It's okay to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, I think people just want to relieve that so bad that they're not willing to just go through it.
Exactly.
I agree. A lot by just going through it and not trying to, self-medicate.
Yes, exactly. And I just think that keeping in mind that it will be January, it's kind of one of those things like you will wake up from the seasonal, like just the, I don't know, the vibes where you just get totally out of your mind and you just don't think straight, but you will come out of it and it will be January and your January self will thank you if you don't go into debt for Christmas.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know that you are doing a bunch of stuff and I would love for you to share a little bit more about what you have going on and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, great. Well, in September, I ran my very first 7-day savings challenge and it was so much fun. I could, over 900 people joined me and took part and learned how to set great goals and how to reach them. And it was so fun. I had so much fun doing
it. Yeah. I was following
it. I'm going to do another one starting November 1st.
Awesome.
And then if all goes well, I'll do another one January 1st. I know November, a lot of people might not be that excited about a savings challenge in November, but it's perfect timing for Christmas.
It is. Yeah.
So, and then we'll do another one in January and it's going to be fun. So I'd love to have your listeners join us.
Yes, of course. Of course. So what else do you have going on? I know that you have your charts and which I will link to, of course, and most of them are free. And I know you've been doing your challenging yourself of how many you're going to give away this year.
Yes.
And then your all access pass. I think that was a really cool idea. So do you want to tell us a little bit more about like that kind of stuff?
Sure. Well, that was something, I know a lot of people would love to have like all the charts. I mean, it's just fun to have them available. And I thought, that's just ridiculous because, the free charts, there's 26 free charts and there's probably a few more on the way. But those are all for paying off your debts. But all this, there's a lot of savings charts. People kept having requests for savings charts. Even your daughter's camera chart
would
probably become a savings chart on the website.
That's awesome.
And so I thought, even at a dollar, when you want to buy them all, there's 50 of them. I thought that's ridiculous. Or is there 60 now?
There's a lot.
That's ridiculous. Nobody's, and I thought that wasn't cool. And, I knew I would love to be able to just like pick the ones I wanted and not worry about it. So that's when I thought I should do like an all access pass thing. So you could just buy it once. And then for like a whole year, you get all the charts and all the new ones that come because I'm putting out new ones every month.
Yeah.
And so I think that was, I don't know where the idea came from, but I think it was a good idea.
I think it was a good idea.
It's like a divine download, I think.
they happen.
Give people, it just makes it, if you get all the chart, it's like, 25 cents a chart if you do that one. By the end of the year, I'm going to have more and more charts. So,
that's even actually a good Christmas present idea, actually, is like giving someone a chart because I've seen so many people, they'll say, my brother-in-law or my little sister, or like my friend or somebody is like, been talking about going on this journey since they've heard us doing it. And so they'll give them like one of the good books or something, and,
a good book and a couple of charts and a pair of really cool crayons or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad idea.
Yeah. Or just like, make a little binder full of, all the charts that they have, they have student loan debt, they have a car loan or something like that. And a little, set of markers or something fun. And that would be a really cool Christmas present, a really supportive, practical Christmas present.
Be very supportive.
There you go.
I wouldn't do that for people that haven't expressed an interest in it, though.
There you go. Yeah. You don't want to insult anybody or maybe a savings chart. Like if you know someone is engaged or, something like that, like a wedding savings, a honeymoon savings, something like that. You can get creative with them.
That's fun. Good idea.
Yeah.
There are
so many. I actually even took some of the screenshots and I put them in some of my lessons in my course as like, hey, don't forget, like you could use this chart for this thing. I did so many. I had probably almost every chart saved, like from the little thumbnails on the website. I had like almost all of them saved on my computer because I was adding them into the lessons. I'm like, hey, you should use these. They're really helpful. And and then you even made the custom ones, which were so awesome for the students in the course, and with the sun logo and all of that. And they're like, I'm so proud of them. I just think they're so cute. I even went and like re-looked at them the other day because I was like, how cute are these? They're so cute.
They are cute. You have a cute little logo. I love it.
Thank you.
It worked out perfect for a chart.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. And then I was kind of even in that debate, like we have the sunny savings is what it says and has the little sun and it's so cute. And so I was like, well, we're about to save for our camper. So I don't know which one to use. Do I want to use my own like custom made or do I want to use the cute like little camper? So my husband won and he was like, we need the camper one. We need the RV one. That's which one we need. So that's been a lot of fun. But yeah, so thank you so much for just taking the time to be here. And if you want to tell everybody, you know, where they can find you, and then I'll link to all of your stuff, of course, in the show notes.
Yes, of course. So thank you so much for inviting me. This has been fun. Mm-hmm. So I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Debt Free Charts, and also at debtfreecharts.com, where you can come get free charts.
Yes.
I'm trying to give away 150,000 free charts this year. So if you haven't got your free charts, please come get them.
Yes. And I'm going to link to the Christmas savings chart and the holiday savings fund chart, which are super cute. And so you guys can get those, especially for the holiday season. And then you can, while you're there, you can check out all the other ones, help you with your New Year's goals and everything while you're there. So awesome. Yeah. And always be tag you on Instagram, I think, because you're always sharing, which I think is so motivating. I love just following you so I can see kind of what everybody else is doing, because there's so many people to follow in the debt-free community.
There are a lot of people. Absolutely. Tag me. Tag debt-free charts. Tag at debt-free charts. Mm-hmm. And you know, I love seeing what you guys are doing. I don't always see them if I'm not tagged, you know, because I can't see everything. So, but if I see it, I'll comment and I'll cheer you on.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So thank you again for coming on. And I'll link to everything in the show notes. And thank you guys for spending some time with us and hanging out today. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. You never know who could benefit from this episode. Hit subscribe, leave us a review, all of that good stuff. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.